Hare Krishna. So Krishna is answering the question of Arjuna. What is the destination of an unsuccessful yogi? And now Krishna is going to elaborate on this one particular point of destination of unsuccessful yogi. So let's see this from Shloka number 41. Prapya punya kritam lokan ushitva shashvatihi samaha शुचिनाम श्रीमताम गेहे योग भ्रष्टो भिजायते। सो हियर कृष्णा इज सेइंग दैट योग भ्रष्ट मीन्स दोज अनसक्सेसफुल योगीज आफ्टर मेनी मेनी इयर्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट दैट इज प्राप्य उषित्वा शाश्वती समह। सो आफ्टर मेनी मेनी इयर्स ऑफ एंजॉयमेंट वेर Ushitva punya kritam lokan, dwelling on the planets of pious living entities, basically the heavenly planets, the higher planets. What will happen after that? Shuchinam, that is the family of righteous people, Srimatam, the rich aristocratic people, Gehe abhijayate, he'll take birth in those families. So this particular shloka says that there is no loss. The person who got that material desire to enjoy materially, that person will get some place in the heavenly planets where he'll enjoy to the fullest. And then when he'll develop distaste, and then when he'll come down again to this earthly planet, he will take birth in nice family, nice righteous family, or very rich family, by which he'll be able to continue his spiritual life. So let's see this in a great detail now. The unsuccessful yogis are divided into two classes. So what are the two classes? The first one is, the yogi falls down after a little practice on this process. And the second one is, the falls down after a long practice of yoga. So now this particular shloka that we're discussing, this destination that is discussed or told by Krishna, is for that yogi who has fallen from a little practice of yoga, after doing a little practice of yoga. So here it is given, that such a person who falls down after a little practice of yoga, such a person goes to the higher planets where pious living entities are allowed to enter. Now in Vedic scriptures, very nicely, various fire yajna is given. So by doing those fire yajna, especially Ashwamedha sacrifice and so many other sacrifices which people were doing in Treta Yuga and Dwapar Yuga, so such people would enter heavenly planets after long endeavor. By doing all these different ritualistic activities, then the person would get the opportunity to enter the heavenly planets and enjoy there all the celestial enjoying items which are there, the enjoying sense objects which are there. And there the enjoyment that is there in the heavenly planet is much higher than that about what is available on this earthly planet. There the body does not wither away the way it withers away here. There, the person remains energetic throughout his life, even till the end of life. Throughout, he is energetic. All his senses are all powerful, and that person is very, very strong, both mentally, physically, and he can enjoy to his fullest. And all the items which are there for his enjoyment, be it people or be it things, everything is first class. Where all his senses can be nicely satisfied, nicely gratified. So that planets, you know, these great pious people would enter after doing so many sacrifices, the fire sacrifices. And here we see that a person on the path of Bhakti Yoga or any other transcendental path, if that person, he slips after a little practice, such a person gets such a higher destination. It's not a highest destination, it's some higher destination where since he had some desire for sense gratification, he's been given this opportunity, okay, chalo, go to heavenly planet, enjoy nicely. And then when you get distaste, then we'll see what next. So that person is given that place where he can enjoy very nicely. After prolonged life there, after long lifespan in the heavenly planet, one is sent back again to this planet. When is he sent back? When he developed distaste for all that enjoyment. To take birth in the family of righteous Brahmana Vaishnava or of aristocratic merchants. So in both the case, in a righteous Brahmana family, they'll be doing various ritualistic activities, which will trigger the desire फॉर दैट अनसक्सेसफुल योगी हू हैज टेकन बर्थ टू अगेन प्रैक्टिस भक्ति योगा और अगेन प्रैक्टिस एनी ट्रांसेंडेंटल पाथ. एंड व्हेन इट कम्स टू रिच फैमिली द पर्सन नीड नॉट वरी एट ऑल टू टेक केयर ऑफ द बॉडी. एवरीथिंग इज देयर. सो मच मनी विल बी देयर. नाइस पोजिशन एंड स्टेटस एंड ऑल दैट विल बी अवेलेबल विल बी देयर रेडिली अवेलेबल. एंड द पर्सन नीड नॉट थिंक अबाउट ऑल दैट. नीड नॉट थिंक अबाउट हिज मटीरियल फ्यूचर. सो ही कैन जस्ट एंगेज हिमसेल्फ डायरेक्टली इन प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति योगा. So it's very important to understand that an unsuccessful yogi, he is not lost. The destination that he gets is very nice, where that person will either, firstly, he'll enjoy in heavenly planets. When he'll come back, he'll get opportunity again to start the yoga practice, be it bhakti yoga or ashtanga yoga. The real purpose of yoga practice is to achieve the highest perfection of Krishna consciousness. So this we have been discussing from last many, many verses, that this is what is the highest perfection, where the person attains Krishna, breaks the cycle of birth and death. But those who do not persevere to such an extent and who fail because of material ailments are allowed by the grace of Lord to make full utilization of their material propensities. See, Lord is so merciful. We have material desires. So Krishna says, Tathastu, enjoy. And Krishna gives also the place of enjoyment. Krishna is so merciful that he is ready to fulfill all our desires, all our material desires also. He sees, oh my kid, he has started crawling, he has started walking towards me. Okay, but in between he wants to enjoy something. Chalo, no problem, go to heavenly planets, enjoy. And then come back, we'll see. If still material desires are there, now we'll see what else to do after that. But then, if there are no material desires after that, then here Krishna is telling, it's given, that after that, they are given opportunities to live prosperous lives in righteous or aristocratic families. Those who are born in such families may take advantage of the facilities and try to elevate themselves to full Krishna consciousness. You know what? We all belong to this category. All of us, we belong to a good family, pious family, where parents have given good samskar right from childhood. And it's not that we are struggling to eat food 3 times a day. It's available, readily available. We have taken birth in a nice family. Somehow, we have got material intelligence. We are educated. We have taken up good profession. And there is not much problem when it comes to living and earning one's livelihood. So we all belong to this category where we have practiced little and we have fallen. We have fallen somehow. So when now we have got this opportunity to practice bhakti, now we have to take it very, very seriously and intensely practice. Now at least we shouldn't lose. Here it is said that the person will go to heavenly planet and come back to this material world. Now tell me, now we are in Kali Yuga. Now we are not in Treta Yuga or Dwapara Yuga. We are in Kali Yuga. And see the situation of Kali Yuga. It is so much degraded now. So now suppose we go to heavenly planet. So one day there in heavenly planet is 6 months here. That is what is the calculation. Now suppose we go there and stay for a good number of years. And then when we come back here, what is the guarantee that we will get the association of devotees in the age of Kali Yuga? Now itself the Kali Yuga is so degraded. Just imagine with time, say after 10,000 years, how much degraded this entire Kali Yuga will be. No one will speak about God at that time. Finding devotees will be very, very difficult in this world at that time. Entire situation and circumstance and entire surrounding will be so much negative and so degraded that even if we come from the heavenly planet, take birth in some nice rich family or some nice Brahmana family, still because of the surrounding, there's a high probability that we will get into sense gratification. We'll not be able to practice the bhakti at that time maybe. So now is the time. Now the situation is proper. Obviously, Kali Yuga is degraded, but it's not so degraded that we are impelled and pulled towards doing sense gratification. Still, there are so many devotees, so many pious people who are there on this planet. So it's very important that we understand this very lifetime we have to practice bhakti very, very intensely and break the cycle of birth and death. Let's not get into this category. Let's not be a part of this category called a fallen yogi. Let's not get into this category. Let's become a successful bhakti yogi. And it is possible. Now in the age of Kali Yuga, the process is so simple. Forget about Ashtanga Yoga. Now we are nowhere interested in doing that. But then when it comes to bhakti yoga, it is so simple and it is so blissful. The only thing that we have to do is be very, very attentive when we are practicing bhakti. When we are chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have to be very, very attentive now when we are chanting these holy names. When we are reading Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, we have to be very attentive and see what is Lord telling us here. And we have to be very attentive when we are reading these shlokas, because these shlokas are all powerful, which will actually help us to get cleansed from within. When we are hearing discourses on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam from realized souls, our ears should be very much straight and attentive. And you know, we should be so attentive and with lot of awe and reverence, we hear that person because we understand that that pure vani, the pure speech that is going to enter our ears is going to cleanse our heart. Even if we are not interested, we are not getting taste in practicing bhakti, just by hearing a realized soul who has got taste in bhakti, we will also get taste in bhakti. So in all these things, what is important is the attentiveness and being respectful towards doing that particular activity. If these two are not there, then it will be difficult, to progress on the path of bhakti. Bhakti process is simple. It has to be done in a proper way. And in this very lifetime, we'll be able to attain the ultimate destination. That is, we'll be able to attain Krishna, go back home back to Godhead and serve Him in the spiritual world for His pleasure. We'll be able to do this. But then, if we slip thinking, oh, every day practicing bhakti, let me relax today, let me do some sense enjoyment, let me go around and do some sinful activities, then it's a problem. Then it's this desire itself is a problem. Every single day we should practice bhakti nicely, and that will be possible only when we are in good association of devotees. Now at least after understanding this particular shloka, we should make sure that we associate with devotees, and by their encouragement, by their fired up association, remain fired up all the time and not associate with those people who take us away from Krishna. By this, at least we'll ensure that throughout our life we'll be practicing bhakti, and if we have proper guidance, we'll be able to practice bhakti in a very fired up way and finally attain the ultimate destination. So after seeing this, talking about a yogi who has practiced a little and he has fallen, now Krishna is going to talk about a yogi who has practiced for a long time and from there he has fallen. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.